Hey, this is Jilly Woodhouse on the Osteo Business Podcast, talking all things osteo business. Here's Jilly Woodhouse, an author, speaker, award-winning business coach, and passionate advocate of osteopathy.
In my daily work, I speak with a huge number of osteopaths, chiropractors, acupuncturists, and clinic owners generally. Many of these potential clients and actual clients often tell me the same kind of stories about their experiences with other business coaches who are popping up all over the place these days. And frankly, I'm quite shocked by how poor much of this so-called business coaching seems to be. Here's some examples of what I've heard lately. One, the first coach is very expensive, like five figures expensive, pushes the clinic owner quite hard to do what they say, complicates the simple, and ultimately the clinic owner still has not achieved the transformation they needed, and so is still overwhelmed. Two, the second coach has never run a successful business before, but purports to know how to. They push and cajole the already overwhelmed principal and ultimately make them feel like a failure because they're also trying to bring up kids with all the time and energy and implications that come with family life and everything else. Three, the third coach has no strategy and loosely guides the principal, and it's unclear what actually needs to be done to succeed. Now, we know you weren't taught how to run a successful business whilst you were studying, and frankly, you probably couldn't have taken much more information in at that point anyway. I do pop into the schools every year to speak to the full-time and part-time students, free of charge, and give them a flavour of their upcoming working life. I also like to open up the floor for questions so that they feel like they know what their next steps are and a bit about what to expect. It might be they want to know about working as an associate, setting up by themselves, or what might be expected of them in their first post after graduation. I'll be zooming into the LSO next Tuesday, and on Friday the 22nd of March is the UCO Jobs Fair, which is in person and also on Teams, and a really good idea actually, but I digress. Getting back to bringing in a business coach to improve the clinic, I think you need to interview them. Here's what you need to ask and what you want to know before you make a decision. Do they have a proven system for improving clinic operations and saving time? Do they support the principal and help with personal development? Do they charge an exorbitant fee and then leave you to figure out how to do things by yourself? Do they expect you to trawl through hours of training videos which eat into your already limited time? Do they provide tech support to upgrade systems with you so you easily understand everything? Do they advise on websites and branding matters? Do they teach free, quick and easy online marketing? Do they have digital assets for organising how the clinic runs and operates? Do they agree your personal bespoke plan with you at the outset? Do they review your fee structure and advise on changes? Do they give team training sessions on marketing and patient journey, etc.? Do they get as excited about your success as you do? Do they transform your clinic in 1 to 3 months? Do they support you and gently guide you towards success, or lambaste you if you don't do your tasks? Apparently, some do. Great questions to ask when you're ready to easily upgrade and transform your clinic correctly the first time without overwhelm. Let me know if I can help you in the meantime.
Thanks for listening to the Osteo Business Podcast. Remember to like, follow and subscribe on all Jilly's channels, which can be found in the show notes. Jilly's back soon with more tips, ideas and strategies to build your thriving practice.